Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. We connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. Let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Judy Teeks is making her first appearance here on our program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to use the gift that she's been given to be able to entertain, but also inspire individuals as well. You guys are getting ready to hear her single Happy here on our program, and I think you'll see from the song and also from this conversation that she definitely has a gift worthy of being heard. Here is Judy Teeks with Happy. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
They don't believe in God and they just don't trust his way. But then again, I'm not surprised when I see the hatred signs marching all over the world telling all those lies. We'll be right back.
with Happy here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and also online around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You know, that message of that song is a powerful one, especially because of the world that we're living in today where it seems as though there's so much doubt. But as Judy's able to sing in that song, she is happy that she's able to serve a God that loves her. Judy is making her first appearance on the program today to talk to us about the message of the song and what she hopes you're able to take away from it. Judy, good afternoon to you and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you?
Doing really well. Thanks a lot for joining us this afternoon.
Oh, well, you know, I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Well, Judy, you know, we just finished listening to the single Happy. You know, there, as I was just saying, there's a powerful message in there. What has it been like for you to realize that love that God has for you that you are now able to share with the rest of the world through song?
Well, the thing is, when I have my moments when I really feel the presence of God, you know, it's so peaceful and it's so sweet. I mean, it's a very gentle, soothing feeling that I get. And I think that sometimes, you know, in today's culture, you know, a lot of people look at God as somebody, you know, who's about to bang him over the head for having a wrong thought or doing a wrong deed. But he's not like that. You know, he's all welcoming, all inclusive. He doesn't turn you away. I mean, when you read about Jesus, his walk on this earth, you know, he never said no to anyone who approached him for love or healing or understanding or forgiveness. And I think we've gone away from that. You know, we've gone away from the main thing. God is love, you know, and if you think about your children, if you have children, there's nothing you can do really that can make your parents stop loving you. They may not be very pleased with you, but they're not going to stop loving you, and they offer you compassion, and they offer you, you know, security and all that thing. And God is just, you know, he's the creator of all of that. He's the ultimate, I mean, you know, he's the epitome of love. So, you know, we need to get back to that, and we need to realize the sweetness of the love of God. So when I thought about, you know, like I'm like a Dear Abby to all my friends. They call with their problems and stuff. And I just see such a need for the understanding of the tender yet strong and unfailing love of God. So that's why Happy came along.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I thought was so interesting, even about your explanation of the song, Judy, is that, you know, you're right. There is, I think, a view of God that seems to sometimes turn people away, or even we were talking about earlier in our morning program how, you know, it makes people even afraid of even thinking about, you know, having a relationship with him. Do you think one of the great things about a song like Happy, and even what you just shared, is that, you know, it really is a relationship. He wants us to be able to have that with him, that intimacy with him, so that we can feel comfortable to be able to come to him, but also just to be able to say that we belong to him.
Well, absolutely. Well, he says in the book of Jeremiah, you know, I'm a preacher's daughter, so I have to. He says, yeah, you know, man will come to the realization that they no longer need to go to another man to hear my ways or to hear what I'm about. They will realize that my ways are written in their hearts. Well, I think that every person, you know, no matter what religion you're in now or whatever you're looking for, you have the responsibility to seek God, and that search starts within you. I mean, you have to start within you because that's where God is. And if you can't trust the God that lives in you, you know, you'll go and you'll be, you know, persuaded by people with all kind of, you know, really strange ideas about who God is. And you have to know God for yourself, and he really is attainable. He says, I will not turn away from anyone who seeks me, who seeks me. You know, so, you know, he's there, and he's ready, and he loves, and he cares, you know, and he's gentle, and he's sweet, you know, but his love is so strong. And see, that's another thing, too. You know, love, people think love is something all, you know, sugary and syrupy and weak, but the power of true love is really the conqueror. I mean, true love is more powerful than anything. And you know, that title song of my album, True Love is Free, is really, you know, somebody questioned me the other day, well, you know, true love really isn't free. And actually, it is free. You know, right, it is free because you don't have to pay for it. I mean, Jesus paid with, you know, with his blood and with the sacrifice that he made for all of us. But we go freely to the throne of God. We freely can accept God's love because he freely gives it, you know, and why are we getting away from that? You know, I have so many friends who are in trouble. You know, they are stuck in whatever they're in right now in their journey, and they really think that God hates them. You know, they really think that they can't even pray because they've been told, you know, you sinner. I have a member of my family who contemplated suicide because of one of the choices she made, and another family member who, you know, Bible toting, praise God and all this, told her she was going to hell, you know. And
yeah.
If you think about how that hurts God, you know, he said, I will that they're all saved. You know, it hurts him for one, you know, and you know how the angels in heaven and all the heavenly hosts rejoice over one being saved. Can you imagine how God must feel if someone is at the point of suicide, and then another person who claims to know God, claims to love God, tells one of his children, well, you're going straight to hell. You know?
Right.
Whereas if that person had shown that person love and compassion, you know, because if you know God, you want to give him what he's given you, because it's, you know, the old people say it felt so good I couldn't keep it to myself. But that's
right.
What it is. That's how love is. You know, we've got to receive God's love and then let it flow out of us into other people who need it.
Yeah, and to be that example. And, you know, I think that's what I've heard about you, Judy, is that one of the things that attracts people to you is that it's not about so much what you say, but it's who you are. And I think that is really the perfect example of what all of us are supposed to do. It's not about what we say, but it's about the way that we carry ourselves, the way that we interact with people, and it's the way that we allow our message to affect people. When you hear individuals say to you, as I've seen them doing on Facebook and Twitter, about how your music has inspired them or that something you said has, you know, motivated them, how does that make you feel, not only as an individual, but also as a fellow servant yourself?
Well, you know, it has always been my prayer, you know, to you know, do what God sent me here to do, you know. And when I went into, I hate to say that word because it makes me sound really old, but when I went into seminary time and I thought, oh, God, I've had it, you know, I just can't. And I was still praying because I thought there is something that I was put here to do, and I didn't think it was music anymore because, you know, I've been out here 30 years. I've been out here since I was a kid. You know, I just thought, well, it must not be music because we measure success in this life by, you know, record sales or whatever, you know. But that's wrong because if you change the life of one person, that one person, you know, may be someone who brings like a trillion people to God. You know, you never know, and you just have to just humble yourself and say, God, you know, use me where you want. So anyway, when I decided, okay, I'm not going to sing anymore, you know, then I started writing a book about my dad, and I said, well, I really like writing, so maybe my thing is writing. And then on Facebook, you know, a lot of my fans started telling me stories. I mean, I have this one fan in South Africa who was, you know, on his deathbed, he had a horrible, tick, they have those tick diseases in South Africa, and he was lying on his bed in fever, you know, close to death, and his mother brought home the Mellow Loving album, you know, and you think, well, Mellow Loving, that's not gospel, but that's not anything, but before I enter any studio, I pray that through me, God will bless, prosper, and heal all who hear my voice, all who see me or hear me or whatever, you know, I hope to exude with that presence. And when he told me that story, I could not believe it. I thought, you know, all those years I thought I wasn't really doing it, because when I compare myself to the household names and, you know, like I said, like what the world thinks is successful, I thought I wasn't really doing anything. But you never know, do you? You never know whose life you're going to touch. And I'm not, trust me, I'm not trying to be somebody. I just am who I am. And I am the person who totally yields. I yield myself to whatever God has put me here to do. And if I ever leave this earth feeling I haven't done that, I would be horrible, you know. I mean, that would just, I would think that would be the major fail. But I think that this album is something that I was meant to do, because I mean, I don't know if you heard about how it was recorded, but I don't write songs. I don't sit down and listen to the music and write lyrics. Everything you hear on this album, I stood at the mic and it came up out of me. I sang the words as my producer Mike Sutton played the tape. Nothing was written down. Nothing was, you know, prearranged. It's just, you know, like I would come up with an idea and say, well, Mike, you know, I kind of hear it like this. And he's so wonderful. He just, he picks it up and takes it where it's supposed to be. And when I stand in front of the mic, you know, I remember the first day he said, Judy, do you want a piece of paper? I'm like, no, I don't want a piece of paper. He says, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to write it at the mic. He said, you write like blind people, you know, because and that's how I know it's Holy Ghost inspired, because those words, you know, they're not my words. You know, I believe that God spoke to me. And then when people hear certain, I mean, we put on the www.judycheeks.com website, you know, just like four little songs from the album. And it's amazing how people relate to each song. I mean, it's like it's a personal message to each person who hears it. There's one song called I Love Praising You in the Morning. And it's such a simple song, you know, but I mean, I've had people say, oh, my God, this is really – I mean, secular people who aren't Christians,
right.
You know. I mean, there's one guy I know who's an atheist. There's a song on there, Somebody's Praying for You. And he said, you know, I'm converted. He said, you have won me over. So I know it's God. It's not me. It's not Judy. It's, you know, it really isn't, you know. So it's a very special album, and it's the album that I know I was put here to do. And I'm not saying it to promote it. I'm saying it because, you know, from inside me, you know, from everything that's in me, I know that it's what, you know, God has put out for his love, you know, to show his love for his people. I really do believe that.
And that love is definitely coming out in the music. Again, everyone, Judy Cheeks is our guest. She's joining us today, talking with us not only about the musical journey, but also the single that you guys heard at the beginning of the program, Happy. You mentioned the website, judycheeks.com, Judy, and also on that website, other than the songs, they also will find the video for the single Happy. How much fun was it for you to shoot that?
Oh, it was really a lot of fun because we shot it in Los Angeles, and I have a lot of family there, and they showed up, and you know, they made up the audience, and it was just so wonderful to I had never before, every other video I did, you know, I wasn't really, involved in, you know, the production of it or you know, the storyline. I kind of let other people, because I'm like that. I feel that if you're in a creative circle and people have their gifts, I believe that everybody brings their gift to the table. I'm not one of those who, you know, kind of sticks my ego in there. But we found this girl, Mike Sutton, my producer, found this girl who's actually, I mean, she just graduated from school and she's, you know, she's just trying out. She said, look, you know, I'll do it for free. You know, I just really want to do it. And she gave me her interpretation of the song, and I felt that she missed where I was going with it, you know. And I explained that, listen, it's not about, because she said, oh, I see you dancing in the fields, you know. I said, listen, this video is not about me. It's about the message. You know, you don't even have to have my face in it, you know, all the time. I just really want the message to come across. So for those of you who haven't seen the video, you know, there's, you know, we've taken people that society or some, you know, fundamental, well, just some people kind of think are rejects, you know, people who aren't even welcome in church, you know. So we start out with a prostitute, then we have a homeless guy, then we have a drug addict, and then we have a gay guy. And, you know, these are people who don't feel that they can go to church, you know. They feel they're going to be rejected or they're going to be stared at or whatever. So we took these people and, you know, we kind of showed that you who say you know God, you who say you know love, then you must understand that this is not an exclusive, this is for people. If you come and you see love and you feel embraced by love, then you're going to want to know that God, who is this Jesus? Who is this that just takes me as I am? You know, and think about the journey you were on when you really received Jesus. Think about the journey you were on when God touched you, you know, and showed you love. And that's what we have to give. So that's what the video says, you know. And in the end, you know, I've got the hooker, everybody's in church, you know, praising God, giving glory. You know, stand up and give him glory.
There you go. And I think that is the thing, and that is the message for all of us, to be able to be willing, you know, to surrender. And,
yes.
You know, and I think that is the thing. When we're able to do that, that's when the real joy happens. Again, everyone, yeah. Judy Teeks has been our guest. Happy is the single, and if you go to judyteeks.com, not only will you be able to hear other music as well as watch the video, you can also find out how you can get the single Happy on iTunes as well. You know, Judy, you know, my last question to you would be this. You know, what message would you have for anybody out there who, you know, feel as though they're in a place, like you just mentioned through the video, if they're in a place where they feel as though, you know, God can't reach them, what message would you say to them about encouraging them to know that God not only wants a relationship with them, but he's looking for them. He's looking for them, yeah, to come to him.
I would say be totally honest. You know, don't think that you have to be perfect when you come to God. You know, he wants you broken down and beat up and, you know, crying, and because he wants to show you the power of his love to straighten you up, to do what, give you whatever you need for your journey. We're all on a journey. So go to God and just say, you know what, God, I'm really messed up. You know, I need you. You know, show. I remember the first time I read the Bible first. I said, God, I don't want to know you as they say you are. I want to know you as you are. And that's what you do when you pray. You just say, God, please reveal yourself to me as you are. Do whatever you need in my, or whatever you think I need, or whatever I know you know I need in my life. Change it. Do whatever. Put what needs to be in. Take what needs to go out. I come to you honestly before you, you know. And that's all you have to do, because he's a God of truth and he's a God of love. So you can't come to him phony, because he's not a man that he should lie, and he won't listen to lies. Just go and say, here I am, raw, beat up, and, you know, tired. You know, I'm tired. I just want you to take me. You know, take me and love me. And he will. I promise you he will.
There you go. Judy Teeks again, everyone. Judy, congratulations to you again on the single and the album. And thank you so much for coming by. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure. And I know I owe you a carrot cake.
All right. As long
as you
know.
I wasn't supposed to mention that, but you're going to get a FedEx. Carrot cake. As soon as I get some.
Look, I will be waiting on it patiently.
All righty. Well, listen, thank you so much for having me. It means a lot to me. And I want to just tell everybody, you know, just embrace the love of God, because it's free and it's there for you.
There you go. It definitely is that. Again, everyone, Judy Teeks. JudyTeeks.com is the website. There you can also find out how to stay in contact with her on Facebook and Twitter. We've actually tagged her on her Facebook fan page as well as her Twitter handle as well. So you guys will tell you how to find that in a moment. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire interview about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share with your friends using the social media buttons that's there. Judy can be found on Twitter at Judy Teeks and then the number one, and then you'll be able to find Judy Teeks, the Facebook fan page, just by doing a search there on facebook.com. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. I'll be back with you guys at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central. That's 3 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast for our afternoon edition of our program. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. Make it a great one.